Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Be Your Own Bestie, A No-Nonsense Guide to Changing the Way You Treat Yourself, by Misha Brown is a self-help and personal growth book focused on changing the reader's relationship with the self. Brown, known online as Your Bestie Misha, adapts the direct, humorous, and supportive style of his social media presence into a structured guide for self-love, accountability, and emotional self-respect. The book is organized around the SASSF method, a four-part framework built from self-reflection, affirmations, standing your ground, and sculpting the life you want. Its purpose is not to offer clinical therapy or abstract philosophy, but to help readers notice the habits, beliefs, relationships, and inner language that keep them settling for less than they want. Through personal stories, practical prompts, and candid encouragement, Brown presents self-compassion as an active discipline rather than a vague feeling. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the SASSF method turns self-love into a practical sequence. The central structure of Be Your Own Bestie is the SASSF method, which gives the book a clear progression rather than a loose collection of encouraging statements. The four stages move from inner examination to verbal reframing, then to relational boundaries, and finally to deliberate life design. This sequence matters because Brown treats self-love as behavior that can be practiced, not merely as a mood or identity label. Self-reflection asks readers to identify what has been holding them back. Affirmations focus on changing the tone and content of self-talk. Standing your ground addresses the external consequences of self-respect, especially boundaries and over-apologizing. Sculpting the life you want turns the inward work into decisions and action. The method is accessible because each step uses familiar language, but it also has a coherent logic. A person cannot convincingly advocate for personal needs without first noticing harmful patterns, and positive self-talk has limited value if it never changes choices. The framework therefore connects emotional insight with practical conduct. Secondly, self-reflection is presented as pattern recognition, not self-blame. The first part of the method emphasizes turning attention inward to identify patterns, relationships, and beliefs that keep a person from moving forward. Brown frames this work as self-discovery combined with accountability, which distinguishes it from both harsh self-criticism and passive self-acceptance. The point is not to search for personal defects, but to notice repeated ways of thinking or behaving that have become familiar enough to feel normal. This can include tolerating relationships that drain confidence, accepting narratives about being undeserving, or repeating choices that reinforce shame. By placing self-reflection first, the book suggests that change begins with naming what is actually happening. The practical value of this approach is that vague dissatisfaction becomes easier to address when it is converted into recognizable patterns. Brown's no-nonsense style is relevant here because it resists treating self-love as avoidance. Being one's own best friend means offering care, but it also means being willing to tell the truth about what is no longer working. Thirdly, affirmations are used to reshape the reader's inner language. Affirmations in Be Your Own Bestie are not presented primarily as a mystical technique or a guarantee that positive words will create immediate external results. Their function is more practical. They interrupt the habitual way a person speaks to and about the self. Brown highlights the importance of replacing punitive inner commentary with language that is more loyal, steady, and constructive. This matters because self-talk often becomes the background condition for decision-making. A person who repeatedly describes the self as incapable or undeserving is more likely to accept poor treatment, avoid risk, or dismiss personal desires before testing them. The book, therefore, treats affirmations as a discipline of attention and repetition. They help readers rehearse a more supportive stance until it becomes easier to access under stress. The emphasis on speech also fits the bestie concept. Brown asks readers to consider whether they would speak to a close friend with the same severity they direct at themselves. That comparison makes the practice concrete rather than abstract. Fourthly, standing your ground links self-respect to boundaries and reduced over-apologizing. A major practical concern in the book is the difficulty many people have in setting boundaries without guilt. The standing your ground portion of the SASSF method moves self-love from private reassurance into social behavior. Brown emphasizes that treating oneself well requires more than feeling worthy in isolation. It also requires refusing patterns in which a person apologizes unnecessarily, accepts disrespect, or keeps peace at the cost of personal well-being. This topic gives the book a relational dimension. Boundaries are not portrayed as hostility or withdrawal, but as a way to make relationships more honest by clarifying what is acceptable. The focus on stopping reflexive apology is especially concrete, because apology can become a habit of shrinking, not merely a response to wrongdoing. Brown's approach encourages readers to distinguish between genuine accountability and automatic self-erasure. That distinction is important in everyday life, where many conflicts are not dramatic but accumulate through small concessions. Standing your ground becomes the behavioral proof that the reader has begun to act as an ally to the self. Lastly, sculpting the life you want shifts the book from healing to agency, the final part of the SAASAS method. Sculpting the life you want gives the book an action-oriented conclusion. After identifying limiting patterns, adjusting inner language, and practicing boundaries, readers are encouraged to take intentional steps toward a more authentic life. This is significant because the book does not let self-love remain only a recovery project. Brown connects self-compassion to agency, suggesting that a supportive relationship with oneself should change what a person chooses, pursues, and permits. The language of sculpting implies gradual shaping rather than instant reinvention. It allows for experimentation, revision, and imperfection while still asking for movement. This stage also reflects the author's broader theme that people should stop settling for less than they are willing to name as desirable. In practical terms, the book points readers toward aligning daily choices with personal values and hopes. The distinct contribution of this section is its insistence that emotional encouragement should lead to bolder participation in one's own life, not simply better private feelings. In conclusion, Be Your Own Bestie is best suited for readers who want an accessible self-help book that combines emotional reassurance with direct practical prompts. It will likely appeal to people dealing with harsh self-talk, weak boundaries, people-pleasing, shame, or the sense that they support others more generously than they support themselves. Readers who already follow Misha Brown may appreciate the familiar tone, but the book is also positioned for newcomers who want a conversational entry point into self-compassion work. Its main practical benefit is that it translates the broad idea of self-love into a sequence of behaviors, noticing patterns, changing internal language, setting limits, and making more intentional choices. Intellectually, it reinforces the idea that the relationship with the self is not separate from everyday decisions and relationships. Compared with many books in the self-love category, it stands out through its bestie framing and its blend of humor, candor, and accountability. It is not a clinical manual or a research-heavy psychological text, and readers seeking a formal therapeutic model may need a different resource. Its strength lies in its plain-spoken structure and its ability to make self-respect feel concrete, relational, and immediately usable. If you would like to support Misha Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.